Hi, this is Dr. Robert Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L, phone number 631-265-6868, dictating a report on patient Jesse Donnelly, D as in David, O, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, E-L-L-Y. This is a psychiatric independent medical examination that needs to be put at the top, bold and underlined. Date of injury, 8/5/11. Date of evaluation, 1/3/22. 12:05 p.m. To 1:25 p.m. Date last worked, 8/5/11. Date of birth, 12/7/77. I saw Jesse Donnelly on 1/3/22 for a psychiatric independent medical examination period. Patient understood that that the purpose of this meeting was for an evaluation only, and no physician patient relationship could be formed. The patient's chief complaints were of pain and of physical and occupational disability. He stated, quote, "My condition is deteriorating," unquote. He explained that he had had several losses in the past year, including his best friend who committed suicide, and three family members who died. Additional problems included financial difficulties, and abandonment by his fiance. He lost his apartment. He now lives with his mother. He feels that he is a burden to his mother. He states that he is unable to care for himself because of the severe pain and muscle weakness. He states that he is socially withdrawn, His mother does his shopping, His appetite has been poor, but he has been gaining weight, sleep is poor, energy is low, patient described his original injury, or I'm sorry, the patient described his injury period. He was working in a crawl space period. He crawled under an air conditioning duct and was in an uncomfortable position. He felt a sharp pain in his back period. He states that now he has frequent falls due to nerve damage from his injury period. He is unable to stand or sit for very long period. He has to keep changing his position period. He is unable to do desk work because of lack of drive, comma, low energy, comma, and poor concentration period. He has been seeing a psychiatrist, Dr. Christina Vaglica, that's V as in Victor, A-G-L-I-C-A-D-O, on Zoloft 100 milligrams daily, Dayvigo, that's D as in David, A-Y-V-I-G-O, 10 milligrams HSPRN insomnia, and Xanax 1 milligram TID. He states that Rexulti augmentation was too sedating. He stated that one antidepressant made him suicidal, but he was unable to remember the name of it, period. He denied any drug or alcohol abuse other than marijuana use in his teens, period. He described a profound anhedonia, stating, quote, "I get no enjoyment," period, unquote. He denied any history of ADD and never took stimulant medications, period. He denied any history of mania or hypomania, period. He denied any history of suicide attempts, period. A new paragraph, past medical history. Patient is having right knee pain from a fall, period. He denied any history of heart disease, comma, pulmonary disease, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, epileptic seizures, comma, thyroid disease, comma, or GERD, that's G-E-R-D, period. He denied any allergies to medications, period. Current medications include methadone, comma, oxycodone, PRN, comma, and the psychotropic medications described above, period. Surgical history, he stated that he had a disc operation that made him worse, that aggravated his symptoms, period. A new paragraph, mental status examination. The patient had a great deal of difficulty ambulating, period. He leaned to the right, period. He appeared to be having difficulty maintaining his balance, period. He used a cane, period. He was appropriately dressed and adequately groomed, period. He was pleasant and cooperative, comma, but he grimaced with pain whenever he moved, period. Speech was normal in rate and rhythm. Mood was depressed, period. Affect was sad and apprehensive, period. There was no thought disorder, period. He denied any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. He was alert and oriented times three, period. Memory appeared to be intact. Period. There were no involuntary movements noted. Period. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Colon. A major depressive disorder, comma, severe, comma, non-psychotic, comma, not suicidal, period. The patient stated would not commit suicide because of the effect it might have on his mother, period. Two, period, a chronic pain syndrome. The depression is a result of his injury of 8/5/11, period. He denied any other serious injuries, period. New paragraph, treatment recommendations. Patient should continue seeing a psychiatrist monthly for at least the next 6 months, period. He should see a psychologist for psychotherapy weekly, preferably one with a doctorate, period. Regarding medications, he might benefit from another augmentation trial, possibly with Zyprexa, since this is approved by the FDA for treatment-resistant depression, period. Weight gain could be a troublesome side effect of this drug, period. Another drug that could be helpful could be a trial of intranasal ketamine, period. A trial of a stimulant could be considered as the patient has low energy and lack of drive. A trial of Adderall, Ritalin, or Modafinil, or Sunosi, that's capital S-U-N as in Nancy, O-S-I. Would be appropriate, period. New paragraph, questions posed. One period, return to work, : this would appear to be impossible, rather impossible at this time, considering the degree of depression, and the severity of his back and leg pain. Two period. The patient denied working in any capacity since the injury, period. The patient denied doing any volunteer work since the injury. Four period, he denied currently working, period. Five period, degree of psychiatric disability. This would appear to be total at 100%. Seven period, he has not yet reached maximum medical improvement from a psychiatric point of view, since the recommendations made above have not been tried, period. Eight period, permanency, from a psychiatric point of view, the patient still has not reached maximum medical improvement. Right. This has been Dr. Robert Castrol, MD, dictating a psychiatric independent medical examination report on patient Jesse Donnelly. Thank you.